Does the gym hurt? No. But at first, when your body is coming out of a sedentary lifestyle, it will go through a 2-week reawakening period, or perhaps just awakening period. You will feel odd pain and discomfort during that initial adaptation process, but it will pass. It will make exercise difficult, so you must switch up your routine and maybe skip a day or two. These are just your muscles, the tissues that your body contracts and relaxes to create movement, and tendons, the connective tissue between your muscle and bone, and the ligaments, bands of connective tissue that connect your bones together, beginning their adaptation process. And because it is a new thing to your body, it will try to stop you with aches. This is temporary. Nobody who is serious about the gym remembers any of it. It's just the 2 weeks that nobody pays attention to. When one of the more famous bodybuilders was asked about using painkillers, he quickly and very responsibly replied, "I never heard of such a thing." The boy asking the question wasted his opportunity for something more interesting, because he was under the impression that the pain lasts for more than a couple of weeks. Again, the bodybuilder completely ignored the question because that issue does not really exist. These aches are so temporary that everyone who visits the gym often forgets them. That's right. If you visit the gym every 2 weeks or 2 months, same pain will greet you every time, during and after your workout. The specific name for the after-workout pain is DOMS, D-O-M-S, short for delayed onset muscle soreness. The answer to your next question is every other day. I call it zebra striping. Visiting the gym is a commitment, and it is a commitment for life. You can visit the gym every day for rapid progress, but your injuries will eventually overlap, so you will need to take weekends off to heal. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is not enough. Every other day, or every day with weekends off. The only pain there is after that initial couple of weeks, and it may take more than a couple of weeks if you are a buttercup like me especially, is the pain of injury. Each injury type, however, is easily preventable. Destroying your back is prevented by not lifting heavy. And the understanding that athletes that do dangerous back exercises grew a heck of a lot of support back there. A newcomer doing powerlifting or snatching or whatever it's called is in a total danger zone. And back pain that results from such foolish behavior is pure torture. Do not take risks with your back. It is never worth it. You achieve nothing and risk everything. Never lift heavy. Do high volume, light weights so that your body can adapt slowly and surely, even to the lightest of weights. Blisters may happen initially because of the condition your skin is in. You can try avoiding them with thick socks. Hunter winter half-inch thick socks. They create internal lining that prevents your foot from touching your shoe, but once the sock elasticity is lost, your toenails will come next. So always check if your socks are now too old and require a replacement. The blisters will never return, as your skin will adapt, but you will have to be careful. The shoe feature that you need here is called wide toe box. Your piggies will need wiggle room if you are hopping around the gym. Now, for the completely preventable problems, you need to drink electrolyte drinks as you begin sweating, because dehydration leads to freezing up of your muscles, and that eventually will get your back. which will make you crawl on the floor. Think of it as a Charlie horse in your back. You are still not off the hook. You cannot stay in bed. You need to use your F word as you gently get into a proper chair, and then gently sit up and rock back and forth, trying to apply micro movements to your back. Getting into the chair is the worst of it. Then you can rise straight up from the chair and begin your gentle walking. Grab the top of the door frame for relief. And once you hurt your back once, you need to start shopping for a bed that has a lifted back and can lift your legs. It looks exactly like a hospital bed. I bought mine for $150, but I can't find it anywhere now. And you will need a neoprene belt. They are marketed as weight loss aids, but that's just because they sell better than if they are marketed for what they are really good at, which is keeping your back muscles warm. And on your second or third day, it is the gym again. Again, micro movements first. I am able to cut down a 2-week-long back injury into just 3 days because of all the baby motions and making my way into the gym. A Charlie horse is nothing. But do take the time to remind yourself of my warning about real back injury. Your back is sacred, and you must protect it. Pump bump, or Haglund's deformity, back of the heel bump, comes from cheap gym shoes and high heels. More specifically, anything that has a high foam heel. Just throw it the hell away right now. Those are not shoes. Get rid of them, they can only hurt you. The shoe feature that you need here is called zero drop shoe, meaning no heel, flat sole. Get used to it. This is not a debate. You will ruin your feet with lifted heel. A zero drop will completely prevent your injury, and you will never have to even think about it. Zero drop white toe box shoes at the end of 2024 cost just $29 to $38, so it's nothing special price-wise. You will also need gloves, and the people that will make fun of you need to be introduced to the gym staff, because you will damage your hands. And your hands may be slow to heal because you are always lifting, so you must focus on preventing injury. Depending on how hydrated you are, your skin may get chafed or scratched up even by your softest of shirts. That may be because salt crystals form under certain conditions. Sometimes, when you take a break and your sweat dries and you return to your workout, you will get red skin. Drink your water, and too much salt is dangerous anyways, so be mindful what you are doing. Your shoes have to slide a tiny little bit to prevent knee aches. My gym has a rubber surface, so I count on dust and bits of salt in winter. But this is really dumb. I am just being irresponsible, and my knees hurt right now. What you need is fuzzy or vinyl shoe bottom or a proper dance floor. So you need to find a shoe repair store and someone willing to glue felt on the bottom of your wide toe shoe. That becomes a problem only after a couple of years, but you always want to avoid injury as soon as possible. Finally, sets and reps are a lie. That is just a gym myth for young boys who want to look tough and like they know what they are doing. Real exercise has two phases: training for your exercise, which takes months, and the actual exercise, which takes a lifetime. The training does not only prepare your body, but teaches you how endurance actually works. And the training is jogging with lightest of dumbbells for 1 hour, and perhaps making your way up to 5 pounds per hand as a bonus. Aside from giving you endurance, jogging will remind you to close your rest gaps. You are training not to stop for very long, and certainly not because you need to rest. Once you are able to jog non-stop for an hour, you walk into a gym, slap on some leg weights, you may need to hide that, and begin pushing yourself to make your gym exercise harder than the actual jogging that you started with. You still begin by lifting light, but not so light that you can lift more, and of course not so heavy that you must stop and rest. Let your body and endurance catch up to higher weights. If you go too fast, your body will not be ready and will stop you. When jogging, you basically just carry your dumbbells in your hands. Make sure to protect your knuckles during a fall. Since your hands are busy, make sure that the dumbbell is high enough to protect you as you drive it into the ground during a fall. There's a new pickle type of dumbbell. They look like rods that you carry, but those may be bad for running with dumbbells. At the gym, you lift your dumbbells to the side and above your head in ways that are too hard while jogging, so that is the actual exercise. It's just dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. And you keep doing it until your arms get tired. When one muscle group is done, don't stop, but switch to the next exercise or some variation thereof. Once you are able to flex your body, begin to shuffle dance, which is why the shoes are so important. This will transform your body in less than 2 years, but if you exercise any other way, it will take 20, maybe 30 years. Lift long and prosper.